Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition. Haven't been here in a long while. I hope everybody's ready for this. This is Pro Wrestling Now and More with Magic Mike Ferrara, episode number 104. I want to let everybody know that this is a pre-tape. It is 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so I'm pre-taping today and tonight. At 8 p.m., you will hear everything that needs to be said. No guest today. I'm doing it As of right now, I have no guests, but you never know. I'm doing the show taped. I'm excited. I love this network. This is totally driven radio entertainment. New song, Radio Nowhere, Bruce Springsteen. Love Springsteen, big Springsteen fan. If you guys haven't heard it, you can always check out Bruce Springsteen. He is the man. Bruce is awesome. Love Bruce. So without further ado, we had a lot of problems lately, a lot of family stuff. That's why I haven't been on the air. I'm still podcasting on this network. Bay Ragney is the man. Dalius Duco is a great guy as well. Gotta speak to him. Catch up with him and stuff. We have some great programming. We have some great stuff. Check out our website, totallydriventv.com. It's great. It's got everything that you need and that you want. So sit back and enjoy this 2 hours and talking about a couple of things today. On July 23rd, I ventured into the city of brotherly love. I went to the South Philly bar, and they have great food there. And I went there to go meet Bay Ragney because I have not at this point met Bay. And not only did I meet Bay, but I met his lovely wife, Jess. And she is amazing. Great woman. Nice lady. Fun to talk to. Easy to talk to about everything. And we had a great time. And the reason why I was in town was because WWE was there for Battleground. And on the Thursday, I get a ticket for Sunday, 7th row, which means they're not selling out. The WWE is not selling out because now I could snag a ticket. So the place is not sold out. So the best part about it too is I didn't have to pay for parking. Magic Mike does not have to pay for parking. That's great, right? So where are we? All right, so here we are. Okay, so. Now I go to the event, and I got to tell you, the event itself was cool. The pay-per-view was great. The problem that I have is morons that are standing up. I mean, standing to the point where I can't see. I got a 7-foot guy in front of me. I got kids in front of me, and they're all standing up. Why are they standing up? I don't know. Middle of the match, nothing's going on, no matter what match it was. So that was my complaint. So, I mean, listen, if you guys want to stand up, do it when I don't have to get, utterly involved in this stuff. The pay-per-view itself, like I said, was good. Philadelphia, my hat's off to you guys because you guys are brotherly love. If you guys ever get a chance to visit Philadelphia, that's what you guys should do. You should go and check out the thing that has to do with Philadelphia because it is brotherly love. But yeah, I had a great time over there, and I didn't see the kickoff match because I was late. Like I said, I was at the South Bar and Grill, so I didn't see the kickoff match. But the kickoff match was Aiden English versus Ty Dillinger. I did see the New Day versus the Usos, and I was a little disappointed that the New Day defeated the Usos to become the champions again. I like the Usos and I like the New Day, but I like the Usos better than the New Day. So to me, it was lackluster. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Baron Corbin. It was an amazing match. Baron Corbin's a great heel. Nakamura is a great face. So now you have Nakamura and you have Baron Corbin. And then Baron Corbin gets disqualified. Great match either way. It keeps Baron looking strong. Natalya wins a fatal five-way elimination challenge to the rights to Naomi at SummerSlam. That match was good. And people say, and people got lost in that match. And people said, oh, you know, that match was no good. And, you know, what's going on here? And I don't know. To me, here's what it was. Natalya outlasted Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, Lana, and Tamina to earn a spot, her shot, at SummerSlam. Well, when Naomi went into the ring to shake Natalya's hand, Natalya totally healed her and said, no, I'm not shaking your hand. I thought that was a great move. I thought that move was great. So that right there was really good. Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles, great match. Possibly the match of the night. Possibly the match of the night. Owens is a great wrestler. If you haven't seen his DVD, I tell you, you got to get it. But Owens, like I said, he's great. He defeated AJ Styles that night to win a title. I was happy. You know, a lot of people around me were pissed off because they like AJ, and I get it. Now, AJ is a likable guy. I totally get it. Also, let's see what also while we're here, John Cena versus Rusev flag match, great flag versus flag, great match, great concept. You know, years ago they had Hulk Hogan versus Nikolai Volkov, Russia versus USA, and they had flag matches. And at the end of the match, you're supposed to wave your flag. This is not how they did it. They had flag holders. So what happens is you go to your flag and you basically put it in the holder, and that's how it's done. You don't have to win. That's how you win your match. So flag versus flag, great match. John Cena won. Did you think John Cena was going to lose? John Cena, he wins in the big pay-per-views, and he wins in the big spots. And I like John Cena. I'm tired of people telling me he sucks. There's no reason for it. There's no basis for it. I just think people hate for no reason. John Cena is good at what he does. You know, John Cena is one of those guys that works his ass off to get where he's got to go. So, also, Breezango attackers strike again at the Battleground. And here's a useless match. Sami Zayn defeated Mike Kanellis. How stupid is that? You're trying to build this guy up as Maria Kanellis' husband. He was Mike Bennett in ROH. And people didn't like him there. And then he came over here, and now he's in the big time. He stinks. WWE Champion Jinder Mahal faced Randy Orton in a Punjabi prison match. And I got to tell you this. I've never seen a prison match in my life. Never seen a Punjabi prison match. When they built this thing, this thing was built, it was a cage. But when this cage came down, people were cheering. And, of course, standing in my way. But people were cheering because they've never seen this before. I've never seen anything like this before. But I liked the match. I thought it was great. You know, it was awesome, and Kali came out at the end, and you figured he would, and he, you know, beat Randy Orton and held him until Jinder Mahal won, and the Singh brothers were there to celebrate, and the match was really good. And then leaving Philadelphia, getting out of Philadelphia was easy. If you guys have never been to Philadelphia, get to Philly. Philly's great. The crowd's great. This year they're going to be doing the Royal Rumble there again, and Roman's not probably going to win it. I doubt it. I doubt they'll make Roman win. I don't know what they're doing with Roman, but it's so good lately. But we're going to get to it all. We're going to get to it all. Matter of fact, you know what? We're going to take a commercial break, and this way, and then when we come back, we will begin to talk about SummerSlam. NXT, and other things that are going on. Matter of fact, before we do that, I got to talk about Ric Flair. The Nature Boy Ric Flair, two-time Hall of Famer, something happened to him over the past week where he actually was in a coma, but now I'm hearing he's doing pretty good. The Cauliflower Convention, the Cauliflower Alley Club, they actually said something about Flair this week. The two-time WWE Hall of Famer Ric Flair was hospitalized and admitted into intensive care unit over the weekend, and initially downplaying serious of the issue. A representative for Flair has made a plea as first reported that he was hospitalized on Saturday. Flair, 68, has spent the last five decades of his career in the world of professional wrestling with a reputation as one of the most charismatic personalities in the history of the business. His popularity and personality have transcended into the world of professional sports on many occasions, with players recreating some of his most famous wrestling promos, and Flair himself called to serve as a motivational speaker. And I'll tell you this. That's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you, whether you like me, whether you love me, I'm the best thing going today. So that's where we're at right there. So my special wishes for Flair and his family. Get better for Rick. We love you, buddy. It's just amazing. But right now, we are going to go to a commercial break. This is Pro Wrestling Now and More with Magic Mike Ferrara on this taped edition, episode 104. Here we go. Commercial time.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our Wacky Stores page on Facebook.
Yo, monkeys, it's me, DDP. And you, well, you monkey, you're listening to Totally Driven Radio. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bang!
All right, we are back, and I love that. That was done on an interview that Bay Ragney did with Diamond Dallas Page. Very awesome that we have that in here. I love it. Let me see. So anyway, we're back, and welcome back to Pro Wrestling Now and More with Magic Mike Ferrara on this Wednesday taped edition, episode number 104. So I did something unconventional. I went to a GFW Impact Live event at Staten Island Yankees on August 5th, 2017. Now, everybody knows that I'm not an Impact fan. Some people know I don't even watch the show. But lately I've been because Santana from LAX is a good friend of mine. So I gotta just give them a shout out. Those LAX guys are doing really good. We're gonna talk about this in a second, but I went so here's the deal. I got a phone call from. Okay, so I got a phone call from my best friend Magic, who tells me we're going to the Staten Island Yankee game, you know, Staten Island Yankees, to watch the Impact because our friend is going to be wrestling there. And I used to drive this guy around, and we, back when he used to go under the name Suicide, not the same Suicide that used to wear a mask, a different Suicide. He was actually Suicide before Suicide. But anyway, so this kid, this kid goes into the wrestling, and he makes a name for himself. He gets hooked up with Homicide and Low Key and all those great guys. So we're there, and Jeremy Borash is going around saying, I have VIP tickets, and if anybody wants to go in the back, I meet the boys and meet the wrestlers. So I decided to take him up on the offer and start yelling when he came up to our section. We were sitting, like, behind where the catchers, we were sitting in, like, a family section. So I went up there, and I met Jeff Jarrett. And now I met Jeff, and I met Low Key, and, of course, Low Key and Magic are friends. I met Low Key. I met Kevin Matthews was there. So many wrestlers were there. Bobby Lashley was there. Bobby's a great guy. All these different guys were there. Loved it. Had a great time. Went downstairs, watched all the matches, and here's what I got for you. Talib Ba defeated Kevin Matthews in what was a really good match. Dan Moss, Bones, and Pat Buck defeated the new Heavenly Bodies. Awesome, awesome, awesome. From Creative Pro Wrestling, great, 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 great stuff. Trevor Lee defeated Bulkra. Tara Valkyrie and defeated Allie and Sienna in a triple threat women's match. Great match, unbelievable match. She wouldn't put the title up on the line for the women's title, but it was a really good match. And I think they're called knockouts. Eli Drake defeated Braxton Sutter, which was a great match. LAX defeated Drago and Sanjay Dutt to retain the titles. Sanjay Dutt is awesome. I met him, too. He's a really great guy. And LAX, they're just Garrett and Santana, unbelievable. They are the men. They are just wonderful. The main event was James Storm, Moose, and John Morrison defeating Ethan Carter III, Lowkey, and Lashley. So that was really good, and I was excited by all of it. I thought it was really good. Impact put on a really good show. It was like maybe 2 hours, and it was something that, you know, I never seen before, and I would never pay for it. You know, free tickets happen. But I'm happy with the outcome. So this year, NXT returned right here to the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Did four shows. They did NXT, they did SummerSlam, they did, they're going to be doing that a lot. They did Raw and they did SmackDown. Let's just go on with the results and my thoughts. Sometimes people say I don't give enough. That's because, you know, wrestling is wrestling. You know, you could say I love that spot, or you could say I hated that spot. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's who defeated whom is the most important. Andre Cien Almas took on Johnny Gargano in what was a really good match. Cien Almas is a great heel. He can work. He's unbelievable. And Johnny Gargano, great face. Great match. Andre Cien wins. Johnny Gargano, you know, he's going to have another shot probably. Sanity actually shocked the world and beat the Authors of Pain to become the new NXT champions. I like the Authors of Pain. I like Paul Ellering. I almost said Paul Heyman. I like Paul Ellering. I thought that match was good. You know, it's amazing that Alexander Wolf and Eric Young end up wrestling in it. And it was a great match. The problem was that at the end of the match, Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly, whom you guys know from New Japan Pro Wrestling and ROH, they showed up. And they beat everybody up. Wrestled Adeo Itami. Great match. Wonderful match. If you guys haven't seen this, you know, it was just a great match. All in all, these guys are really good. So you guys could check that out. Asuka, she's on a path of destruction. She beat Ember Moon to retain her title. That's crazy. Ember Moon is unbelievable, very hot, and Asuka's a great, you know, have a great attitude, and what a match. Drew McIntyre. Let's talk about Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre was in that stupid 3MB. Career was being held down. He left, and he went to Impact. He became the champion. He was good over there. I think it was TNA when he was there. Anyway, he came back to NXT, got himself a match with Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode with that glorious music. Bobby Roode, to me, is so underrated, it's not funny. I mean, it's so overrated, sorry, it's not funny. Bobby Roode, you know, I'm not really in love with the guy. As a wrestler, I think he sucks, but that's just me, you know, floating it out there. Again, he's in the big time, and I'm over here where I like to be. You know, that's one of the greatest things about you know what we're doing. We're doing a good radio show, and sometimes this happens. But the match itself was good, and the winner was good. And what happened after it, and I didn't understand what my friends were talking about, but at the end of the match, you know, Bobby Roode loses, and then Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly come back down, and then Adam Cole comes out of nowhere. Now, the only person that should tell you about Adam Cole is Nigel McGuinness. Nigel McGuinness should be the only one to tell you about him. So he should be the one to tell you, because nobody knows, you know, nobody really knows anything about, you know, Nigel. I mean, I'm sorry. Nobody really knows anything about Adam Cole. But I'm sure tonight we're going to be getting a great, we're going to be getting something really great. So, now on to SummerSlam. A lot of people went to SummerSlam. A lot of people saw what was going on. They went to the Barclays Center. And here's what you've probably seen. The Miz and the Miztourage defeated the Hardy Boys and Jason Jordan. I like Jason Jordan. I like the Hardy Boys. I don't like the Miz and his Miztourage. I think they stink. I think the Miz is holding them down. But that's the typical WWE way. Put them in the stable. Put them in the stable. I don't know. Also, Neville, he wins again. The King of the Cruiserweight is back on top of the Drone after defeating Akira Tozawa at SummerSlam kickoff. The Usos defeat The New Day to become the tag team champions again. I love that match. I love the way the Usos work. I love Kofi Kingston. I love Kofi outside when Xavier Woods should be the one that's outside. But anyway, it would have worked either way. You know, the Usos defeated, so they become the first ever two-time SmackDown champions. So those are your winners, the Usos. In a opening match, which people were saying bad things about, John Cena took on Baron Corbin, and the match was going really well. Baron Corbin, like I said, is a big heel. Love Baron Corbin. Love everything about the guy. Big heel. But John Cena, that's the, you know, John Cena, that's the way it is. I mean, you know, John Cena doing everything he can. You know, it just looked like John Cena, you know, was fighting and scratching his way to the top, and you knew he was going to win. And at the end of the day, you know, John Cena wins, and people say he sucks, and Baron Corbin loses. But you know what? Sometimes you got to be a winner, and sometimes you got to be a loser. Well, I thought that match was really good. The next match I'm going to talk about, defeating Naomi to become the new women's championship. The match itself was really good. Natalya is a really good heel. Matter of fact, I got to speak to Natalya at Toys R Us over the weekend. And Natalya was there on Friday. And she was really happy to meet me, and I was happy to meet her. And, you know, with everything that happened with her uncle, and she told me that she was going to dedicate the match to him and her family. And she proved herself as the glow stopper. She has the belt after Naomi made a bad mistake. She went for a move, and she went for like a split-legged moonsault, and she lost it, and that was the end of that. Dumb Match was next. Big Cass, you know, took on the Big Show with Enzo Amore in the shark cage. Enzo Amore got out of the cage by oiling himself out and going all over the place. That's disgusting. Enzo, are you stupid or something? You know, he oils himself up, which is gross. Gets himself almost naked jumps out of the cage, and the Big Show, he lands kind of like into, Big Cass. Big Cass gives him the big boot, and then it's on to the Big Show, and the Big Show looks awesome, but Big Cass beat him, so Big Cass is on to bigger, better things. Randy Orton, defeated Rusev with a RKO out of nowhere, and he ruined Rusev's SummerSlam, and he made a quick decisive fashion, because Rusev didn't want the bell to ring, and he wanted to attack Randy Orton from behind, and it didn't work. Sasha Banks defeated Alexa Bliss in what was a really good match, and she earned her fourth Raw Women's Champion. So congratulations to Sasha Banks. Alexa, keep working, girl. Alexa's a hot commodity right now. People love her. And another match that people wanted to see, the Demon, Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt. The Demon had to come out in Finn, and Finn did everything that he could. And, it's just the way it goes sometimes. So that's what's going on there. Also, Bray Wyatt away after he does his spider move, and Finn Balor looks at him like, you got to be kidding me. I'm not scared of you. And he got the coup de grace. Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins, brothers in the Shield, decided to burn it down when Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins defeated Cesaro and Sheamus to become the new Raw Tag Team Champions. Great match. Get to the network. Watch SummerSlam. It's awesome. Another good match, the United States Champion, AJ Styles, defeats Kevin Owens with special guest referee Shane McMahon. Shane won both parties. You touched me, I'm going to touch you back. And sure enough, bam. WWE Champion Jinder Mahal defeated Shinsuke Nakamura. They need to get those Singh brothers out of there. Every time those Singh brothers are there, chaos, they're fighting. But good matches so far, even though, Jinder Mahal wins again. And shout out to Bob Johnson, because I'm sure he loves what's going on. Universal Champion Brock Lesnar defeated Roman Reigns, Samoa Joe, and Braun Strowman in a match again. Brock got hurt and, destroyed, so they take him out, and then he comes back. I'm tired of seeing that. That's bullshit. He shouldn't be doing that, but whatever. Roman Reigns got his Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns got his beating. They beat Roman Reigns down. They beat all these guys down. The Braun Strowman chokeslammed everybody. Good match at the end. But here it is again. Brock Lesnar comes back. Gives somebody the FU, and that's it. Great match. And, SummerSlam was good. It was long. It was good. They had some good moments. They had some good fights in there. And people, check it out. But you are listening to Pro Wrestling Now and More, 104 episode, being taped as we speak. So if you hear me tonight, it's actually a tape. And I'm a recording. So that's what's going on there. And I'm excited that I'm doing this today. But anyway, we're talking about NXT, SummerSlam, Raw, SmackDown, Ric Flair, Impact. I'm giving it to you right now. Alright, so let's move that away. So SummerSlam was good, and now it's off to Monday Night Raw at the Barclays Center. Paul Heyman came out, and Braun Strowman confronted Universal Champion Brock Lesnar, chokeslammed Lesnar, left him in the ring with Paul Heyman. Awesome match. Enzo Amore took on Big Cass in a Brooklyn street fight, and Enzo beat Big Cass. In my opinion, is a big mistake, because you're building Big Cass as this big heel, and Enzo Amore, who looks like a little Muppet. Remember those Anything Muppets? He looks just like an Anything Muppet. Nia Jax defeated Emma, and not Emma Moon, Ember Moon, Emma, which was a really good match. Iris defeated R-Truth, which was good. Elias defeats R-Truth. I think R-Truth is washed up, if you want to ask me. Intercontinental Champion The Miz and Samoa Joe confronted John Cena and Roman Reigns. We were going to have a moment because eventually John Cena is going to be taking on Roman Reigns. I think it's going to happen at WrestleMania. People don't think so. People think Brock Lesnar, but I think Roman is going to go after John Cena. I don't, you know, that'd be a really good match. Cedric Alexander, Rich Swann, Mustafa Ali, Grand Mahal defeated Norm Dar, Arya Daivari, Tony Nese, and Drew Gulak. Now, 205 Live, they're saying that their ratings are down. I think their ratings are good, but again, I'm not in that field. Another good match that was really, really, I say really good. This match was really good. Tag team champions, Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins, they defeated the Hardy Boys. They actually looked up to the Hardy Boys. You know, it's crazy. Jason Jordan said he wanted an opponent, Finn Balor, wrestled Jason Jordan. I don't know what they're doing, if they're trying to build Jason Jordan up, but this is not a way to do it. Finn Balor defeated Jason Jordan. John Cena and Roman Reigns defeated the Intercontinental Champion, The Miz, and Samoa Joe. Remember that time Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior, they fought on Saturday Night's Main Event. And if you can go into the archives, you can watch that show. It was 1990, and it was like January, I believe January it was of 90. And it was either January or February, but anyway, not so important. But anyway, and Hulk Hogan, they're wrestling Mr. Perfect and the Genius. And the Genius is wrestling in, like, blue tights or whatever. At the end of the match, Hogan nailed the Warrior nailed Hogan. They were fighting all over. It was crazy. That's what happened last night. By mistake, John Cena went and got a Superman punch. Alexa Bliss confronted the women's champion, Sasha Banks, and said, you know, next week I'm going to get my rematch. And Sasha said, I'm a legit boss. So that's what happened there. Also, SmackDown Live, which was really good. SmackDown Live was good. AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, agreed to a high-stakes matchup for the night because Owens said that he got screwed from Shane McMahon at SummerSlam, and I love Owens, and I love AJ Styles. I think they're both good together, but I think it's time for them to move on. I think, you know, I'm tired of seeing them fighting each other, so let them move on. Bobby Roode shocked everybody and came out and defeated Aiden English, and that match was really good. Shelton Benjamin returned to WWE. He's going to be Chad Gable's new partner, and Shelton came in and very, very, very hype right there. Speaking of hype, the Usos defeated the Hype Bros. I think it's time to get rid of the Hype Bros. I think it doesn't work no more. I think maybe one of them should turn on each other or something and get rid of the Hype Bros, because you ain't hype no more, guys. Shinsuke Nakamura had a face to Singh Brothers, because the Singh Brothers always screwing people, and he's one of the guys that got screwed. Naomi and Becky Lynch defeated Natalya and Carmella in what was a really good match. Carmella and James Ellsworth, they were talking about what they were going to do. And I don't know. Dolph Ziggler promised to do what the stars do next week on SmackDown Live. And in your main event, AJ Styles taking on Kevin Owens with Baron Corbin as a special guest referee. Now, Owens went to Sami Zayn and said, hey, can you be the referee? Sami said no. He said, can you get Baron Corbin? So he went to Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin said, okay, but Kevin, if you win, you got to give me a shot at the title. So sure enough, it's the U.S. title, but sure enough, he had to get first crack, which made you think that Baron was going to screw Styles. Didn't work that way. Shane came out in the middle, and Shane said, you know what, I'll be the special guest referee after all again. And, he AJ won with the phenomenal forearm, and that's how they ended SmackDown. But if I have to grade SummerSlam, let me grade everything. NXT, you get an A. SummerSlam, you get an A+, because SummerSlam was just off the hook. Monday Night Raw, you kind of lost me a little bit. But you get a B. And SmackDown, you get an A because they did a solid work. So it was cool to see. So I'm excited by all this. So I can't be upset with all this. And, of course, all this is brought to you by WWE 2K18. It's coming out Friday the 13th, so look for it. I'm going to be going over the particulars at another time. Speaking of particulars, we are going to get ready for the Mae Young Classic. After months of anticipation, the bracket is set. Jazzy Gabbert versus Abby Late. Rachel Evans versus Marty Bell. Prasanna Shunzit versus Kay Lee Ray. Kaya Lee versus Mercedes Martinez, who I know. Nicole Savoy, she'll take on Regina Gonzalez. Renee Michelle takes on Candice LeRae. Sarah Logan takes on Maya Yim. And Zeta versus Sayana Bowser. That's one half. Then you have Kyrie Singh versus Tessa Blanchard. Sage Beckett versus Bianca Belair, Dakota Kai versus Kiva Devi, Rhea Ripley versus Miranda Salas, Vanessa Bourne versus Serena Deeb, who we all know who that is, Santana Garrett versus Pippa Niven, Tiana Conti versus Lacey Stevens, and last but not least, Asha versus Toni Storm. Now, here's what I have a problem with. Where's Deonna Purrazzo? And where's Rachel Ellery? So that's what I got a problem with. I'm not exactly too keen on this. I'm going to tell you right now, I think Tessa Blanchard wins. So that's what I think. Tessa Blanchard wins tonight. I mean, Tessa Blanchard wins. So I think you guys should check that out. Also coming up, I want you guys to listen to this too. If you guys are interested in this, I'm going to tell you who is going to be in the game for NXT 2K18 coming out Friday the 13th. I'm going to give you the superstars in the game. Is here, it's set, and I'm going to give it to you right now. WWE all the superstars in the roster. And I'll tell you who they are. This is the official WWE. This is it. You're going to have AJ Styles, Akira Tawaza, Alexander Wolfe, Alondra Blaze, Andre the Giant, Bam Bam Bigelow, Baron Corbin, Batista, Boss Man, Big Show, Bobby Roode, Braun Strowman, Buddy Roberts, Brock Lesnar, British Bulldog, Brie Bella, Bret Hart, Bray Wyatt, Bushwhacker Luke, Bushwhacker Butch, Cesaro, Dean Ambrose, Diamond Dallas Page, Diesel, Dolph Ziggler, Dusty Rhodes, Emma, Eric Young, Ron Strowman, Eric Rowan, Finn Balor, Goldust, Ateo Atani, Jinder Mahal, John Cena, John Cena Retro, Kalisto, Kane, Carl Anderson, Kevin Nash, Kevin Owens, Killian Dane, Connor, Pre-Order, Kurt Angle, Lita, Gallows, Harper, Mark Henry, Neville, Nikki Cross, Nikki Bella, Paige, Randy Orton, Deluxe Rob Van Dam, Sami Zayn, Samoa Joe, Sasha Banks, Sawyer Fulton, Seth Rollins, Sheamus, Sin Cara, Summer Rae, The Rock, TJ Perkins, Undertaker, and Victor, and more to come. Oh, they're saying additional superstars appeared in cover reveal trailer. Brutus Beefcake, Cactus Jack Jericho, Edge, Goldberg, Jake the Snake Roberts, JBL, Macho Man, Mankind, Papa Shango, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, Sting, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Tatanka, Ted DiBiase, Ultimate Warrior, Triple H, and Ultimate Warrior. WWE 2K will be releasing itself, it's saying, on October 13th. So you can get your game, and I hope you guys like it. I can't wait. I'm excited. I'm ready to kick some butt, so yeah. So that's what makes me excited. Also, we got some ROH stuff coming up. We're on our way to the Road to Destruction. September 7th, if you guys go to njpw.com, you will see that right there. They had their final with the Climax, which was really good, and you guys should check that out. But they're doing a Road to Destruction, Tokyo Korgan Hall. So check that out. Right now we're going to go to another commercial break. When we come back, I will be talking about New Japan Pro Wrestling, and then we're going to hit ROH, and then we're going to be done with this podcast. So it's like a short one today, but I promise you that I'll be back on another time, and I'll go a little longer. So right now, let's take another commercial break.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromhomes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause. www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Okay, we are back live, Pro Wrestling Now and More with Magic Mike Farrar, episode number 104. This episode's taped, so in case you guys are trying to call in, I'm not live. But, yeah, I just talked about, I teased something, and, yeah, I talked about Climax 27. And we're not talking about sex, we're talking about wrestling. Get your head out of the gutter. Anyway, G1 Climax Finals. First match was a really good one. Taka Michinoku, El Desperado, Tachi, and Yonobu Kanobu defeated Koshida, Jushin Thunder Liger, Tiger Mask, and Hari Kawato. You got to check him out. He's good, Hari Kawato. New Japan's been really good lately, and you got to check that out. All you have to go to NJPWWorld.com and check it out. Make sure you put everything on English. But the second match for 20 minutes, tag team match, Tangaloa and Tama Tonga defeated Nanabu Nakahashi and Yuji Nagata. Great match. I love Yuji Nagata. I think he's a great wrestler. Also, another tag team match, Finley got defeated by Yoshihashi and Hiroki Goto. Juice Robinson, Satori Kojima, and Hiroshi Tenzan, they defeated Chase Owens, Yodrimo Takahashi, and Bad Luck Fale of the Bullet Club. Great match, great match, and you guys need to check this out. The fifth match, IWGP Heavyweight Tag Team Junior Heavyweight Titles, Ricochet and Ryusuke Taguchi defeated Nick and Nick Jackson and Matt Jackson. I wonder when we're going to see the Young Bucks. But 60-minute time limit, IWGP Tag Team title on the line. Hanson and Rowe defeated Hangman Page and Cody, which was a really cool. They had their fallout and the pin. Great match. Michael Elgin Kota Ibushi and Hiroshi Tanahashi got defeated by Zack Sabre Jr., Minoru Suzuki, and Takahashi Ika. Here's an 8-man tag. Hiromu Takahashi, Bushi, King of Darkness Evil, and Sandra Inganables defeated Gigo, Toriano, Tomo Ishii, and Okada. Tetsu Naito defeated Kenny Omega in the G1 Climax final. Great match. And, just wonderful match. Unbelievable. So that's where they're headed there. And the schedule is going to be, like I said, here's the lineup. I have it. Tuesday, September 5th, this is the Road to Destruction. So I have it right here. It's going to be, first match is going to be Teruko Yagi versus Ren Nada. Tomo Yokioka and Yuji Nagata versus Katsusura Katsumura and Manabu Nakahashi. Third match for 20 minutes is Sayota Yomo, Hari Kwato, Ryuichi Taguchi, Kushida versus Takemichi Noku, Tachi, Yanabu Kamoru, and El Desperado. Fourth match is going to be Beretta, Yoshiyashi, Hirooki Goto versus Chase Yujiro, Takahashi, and Dan Luck Valet. Fifth match, 30 minutes, is going to be David Finley, McCabe, and Juice Robinson versus the Bullet Club, Kenny Omega, Tama Tonga, and Tama Loa. Sixth match, 30 minutes, is going to be an 8-man match. Davey Boy Smith, Lance Archer, it looks like, is back. Takahashi Itzar and Minoru Suzuki versus Michael Elgin, Hiro Tanahashi, Rowe, and Hansen. Seventh match, 30-minute time limit, Rocky Romero, Will Ospreay, Toriano, Tomo Ishii, and Okada. They'll be taking on 30-minute time limit, Hiromu Tanahashi, Bushi, Sandra, and a King of Darkness Evil, and Tetsu Naito. So, pretty cool schedule right there, and that's going to happen pretty soon. That's the Road to Destruction. And then we have the, coming up. Then we have Thursday, we have Saturday, and then we have Destruction in Fukushima. And let's see if we have the lineup for that. Oh, we do. That's the big main event. So they are. They're giving you Saturday, Sunday. Thursday. They're giving you Thursday, and they're giving you a Saturday. In September. So, Destruction in Fukushima, and I'll be talking about that right now. First match is going to be a tag team match, Hari Kwato, Yuji Nagata versus Sato Yomo and Manabu Nakahashi. Second match, 20-minute limit, is going to be Katsusura Kitsumura, Toka Oka, versus Yoshihashi and Aroki Goto. Jado and Beretta versus Chase Owens and Yoro Takahashi. Fourth match, 20 minutes. Ricochet, Taguchi, Kushida, McCabe, and Takahashi. They'll be taking on Tachi, Yonabu, Komaru, El Desperado, Takemichi Noku, and Takahashi Iza. Another match, the champions IWGP Champion three-way tag team match challenges Davey Boy Smith, Lance Archer versus Hanson the Row champions versus Kamaloa and Tonga and Tama Tonga. Pretty cool. David Finley and Juice Robinson versus Bad Luck Fale and Kenny Omega. Seventh match, 30 minutes. It's going to be Will Ospreay, Tomohiro Ishii versus Hamaru Takahashi and Tetsuya Naito. Never open weight tag team championship. It's going to be Bushi, Sandra, and Evil versus Rocky Romero, Toriano, and Kata. Here's the main event is the ninth match, 60-minute never open weight title, Minoru Suzuki versus Michael Elgin. You guys need to check that out. All you have to do is just go to the Destruction in Fukushima. Go over to njpwworld.com. Subscribe, be a subscriber, and you get to watch all this great action. And then of course there's the it's all leading to the Destruction in Cope. Should we do the Destruction in Hiroshima? Let's see if they have it. I'm looking at the schedule right now. I don't know if they have it, but the Destruction. Here it is right here. Match lineups. They do have it. All right, so this is going to be Saturday, September 16th, 2017. This is Destruction in Hiroshima. First match is going to be Tiger Mask, Jushin Thunder Liger, and Hiroshi Tenzan versus Yano, Yoshihashi, and Hiroki Goto. First match, 20-minute Roppongi Vice final match. Oh, Roppongi Vice's final match, it says. Beretta and Rocky Romero take on Chase Owens and Yujiro Takahashi. Third match, 20 minutes time limit. Kota Ibushi, Michael Elgin, and Togi Makabe versus Taka Michinoku, Takahashi Itza, and Minoru Suzuki. Fourth match, 60 minutes, IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Title match. Ricochet and Taguchi versus Tashi and Yonobato Kamaru. Fifth match, 60-minute time limit, Hanson Rowe versus Tonga Loa and Tama Tonga versus Davey Boy Smith and Lance Archer. So we don't know who's going to be the tag team champions at that point, but these matches are really cool. David Finley, Juicy Robinson versus Bad Luck Fale and Kenny Omega. Seventh match, 30 minutes at time limit. Kido, Will Ospreay, Toriano, Tomohiro Ishii, Okada versus Bushi, Sandra, Tamaru Takahashi, King of Darkness, Evil, and Tepsinato, Los Ingobernables. Your eighth match is going to be for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Title 60-minute match, Kushida versus El Desperado, and in your main event, the IWGP Intercontinental Championship match, Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Zack Sabre Jr. That's leading up to. Let's see if it has it. I don't know if it does, but I will tell you guys in a second. Here it is. It's leading up to Sunday, September 24th. It's leading up to Kobe World Hall. And here we go. And I have. Here it is. The first match is for 20-minute time limit, Hari Kwato, Hiroshi Tenzan versus Satoya Yumo and Takahomi Oka. Second match, Tiger Mask, Jushin Thunder Liger versus Taka Michinoku and El Desperado. Third match, 20-minute a time limit, David Finley and Pogi McCabe, versus Katsusuke Kitzmora and Michael Elgin. Fourth match is a six-man tag, Reta Yoshihashi Hiroki Goro versus Chase Owens, Yuichiro Takahashi, and Bad Luck Fale. Fifth match, 20 minutes, Ricochet, Taguchi, Tanahashi versus Tachi, Yonobu Kotsumoto, and Takahashi Itza. Sixth match, three-way limit again. Hanson Rowe, Taka, Tama, and the Davey Boy Smith, Lance Archer. Rocky Romero, Toru Yano, and Tomohiro Ishii versus Bushi, Sandra, and Tetsunado, Wolf Inganables. Eighth match, 30-minute time limit, Will Ospreay, Okada versus Hiroyu Takahashi and Fist of Evil. And ninth match, 60-minute time limit, IWGP states the title, and it's a United States match. It's going to be Kenny Omega versus Juice Robinson. So that's what's going on in your world right there. Now ROH is definitely heating up. They've been losing a lot of talent. They just lost about three people, and they're going to be live pretty soon. They have a lot of live events coming up. But let's see. They have a pay-per-view coming up the 22nd of September. That's before Dishonor. And so far they don't have anything to tell us who's going to be on that pay-per-view. But guys, this is going to be great. So I love it. And then they're going to be doing a taping all over the world. This is the show to get behind, guys. But I have a page that I want you guys to behind. It is Pro Wrestling Now and More with your host, Magic Mike Ferrara. Also, I'm on the Twitter, and my Twitter is Magic Mike Ferrara at NotWhip for Life, the number four life. So that's what's going on in that world. And also, you know, coming up in just a little while in the football world, you know, the Buffalo Bills are my favorite team, and everybody knows that. I talk about that a lot. But the Buffalo Bills are going to be wrestling. They're going to be without Anquan Boldin. The Bills just signed him. And I haven't been on the air for a while, so let me tell you what's been going on. Also, I want to let you guys know about Mr. Mojo Sports Show. Check out Mr. Mojo. He is hot right now. He's on every Saturday at a.m. And you can listen to him live on the station. So I would do that if I was you. And also, there's another sports show on this thing. It's really cool. It's called Straight Football Talk. And all they do is talk football. So, but I like Mojo's show. I mean, I like them all, but I like Mojo's show because, you know, Mojo and I became fast friends and we hit it off. And he's a cool dude, you know. Shout out to Mr. Mojo. Hopefully, he'll be listening to this podcast and his whole family's great, too. But anyway, you know, that's what it's all about. It's about support. But I want to thank you guys for supporting me. I will be back next week, I promise. I'm going to leave you with Radio Nowhere, and I'll talk to you soon. Make sure you visit. Make sure you guys go and you guys visit Totally Driven Radio Entertainment. Check out all the shows we have. You know, we have TD Rocks. Check that out. Big Daddy's Hard Talk 77. Street Football again, the Mojo Show. I love it. It's all in good fun. It's a great thing, and check it out. You know, you might like it. You might be surprised by everything. But, again, here we go with Radio Nowhere. Good night, guys. I'm going to say this. So long, bye-bye, and farewell.